משהו אחר.
He said that there is little problem buying salted fish, since it can be easily arranged for the fish to have a little piece of skin on it, so that you can see the scales of the Rosh Shaila and the Kashrus. The whole Shaila is because they're put together in the smokehouse, and they are pushed because of the economy, pushed together. So you have the Isur of Beluach Shenecho Machmas Mocho, where Dina Kiloseach Umatit Leso Kidei Klipa. Kidei Klipa on a fillet of lox, a fillet of salmon, pretty well makes it impossible to use. You have to do klipa on both sides. You're not going to have anything left to put on the cream cheese. Vimhu Shuman Hagid Ukrokishabo Akumos Yesh Lahachmir Lasicha Mitzilas Moko. And here, what to do with this halacha, I don't think you can take it as it is, since already previously we paskened, according to the Ramah, that we don't know the chilik between Kochush and Shomein. Here he dealt with Shuman Hagid because the Mechaba classified Shuman Hagid as Shuman Kochush, and therefore Enam Afafeya. Therefore, it requires only Mitzilas Mokom. But we said we Enam Abikim, therefore we have no choice. Here we'll have to ask for Bishishim. Only for Shishim connect, though, could you be Matir. Vimu Chelev Mamish, so Shishim Levatla. Since we don't Mechalek, according to the law between Kochush and Shomein, that same halacha will apply to any kind of Shomein, unless it's so-called Vadai Kochush, whatever that means. Vim Abosa Shem Lach Imo Hu Shomein, Atila B'Shulman Agin Knokish Abo, that's all Sama Levato, Mitvim Mokum Shanoga, Kidei Nitilas Mokum. Right. What does that mean? Means the attached one. Right? Chozer Linyan Chtich Atzma means you with us? A test means the Chticha that has the Shuman Dovuk. That one, the Asa, right? But otherwise, as you said before, all you need is Kidei Klipa. That's the chilek between the Shuman that's Dovuk and the Shuman that's Mefafeya. There's no Mefafeya. On Shuman Dovuk, it's like Mefafeya. On Shuman Shena Dovuk, there's no Mefafeya, so all you need is Kidei Klipa. Vinyin Shachat Ticha Shem Luchu Yachad Emein B'chol Echad Mehem B'pnei Atzmo Shishim Levati Rachelib Asuros. Right, they misal from biyachad levat erachim. What are we worried about? If there is real chaylev, means double hamafafeya, then you have a requirement of shishim. And since they are discrete units, we don't have the ability, like we had in some people, to take all the chtichos together and measure how much there is, how much heter. In order to battle the Yisur, because that's talking about the rotev. You have a pot with soup, then everything is mitzurav. But here, since you're dealing with yovesh, dry chetichos, each chetichah has to be judged as one unit of the taruvos. So you have a unit of taruvos with the chaylev. Therefore, each one is also, unless it's a big enough piece, in order to be battle the shishin.
Does the salt also count?
It's done. Why not? Salt is heter. Sure. Today, mitzavim biyachad levatel achelim. Then chelim mitzateya mechaticha lechticha below rotev. Therefore, you cannot be mitzaref them lahatir. Then ein yedua im noga bekulon, kulon asuros. Ein yedua shenoga lebachas. Ein yedua is it. He, that's as far as we got yesterday. Kulam mutolos. The chad b'tchei botel. Atilu chtichos aguyos is chabed. Because it is not iso machmas atzmo. Right? It's an iso alei blio. Therefore, the din of chtichos is chabed doesn't apply. According to the Mechaber, we treated Meluach kiroseach, mamash kiroseach. No different. Right? Comes to Ramon and says, Yesh omrim, dechol melicho eino oseres akadei klipa. The idea that melicho would drive the Isur into kulo so that you need shishim kenegdo, even if it's a dover hamapapeya, the Yesh omrim disagree. Right? And look at the list of Yeshomun, you have a formidable list against Nikuli. Right? The Tur, the Mordche, this name of Rav Yoh, right? The Ran, the Rashbo, etc., etc. Well, the Tish, Shein on the Bikim, in Bosa Shomun, the Kochosh, Nogin, the Shahe, the Chomericha, the Sama, Kamobi Bishu.
So that's only by cases where we're talking about Mechafea,
right?
Right.
So it's very, the more you see, pick up the shortest way is pick up the Shach Lamed Gimel. Yes, Shomrim, the Chomelich, and Israel, here is a Tila Bechel of Mamish. Who's first? Rabbi Yoav, Moshe, Shah Poskim, Haman, right? Ulti. That was, he did it, absolutely confusing there. So the Shach is raised Rem Shat in Ramah. Something, obviously, some transition posuk is missing. He says, Avo, but since we are, that's the sheet to some Akilim, that's only Gidei Kripo. But since we don't accept that sheet there, and in addition, we hold that we can't differentiate between Shomein and Kochosh. Therefore, we come back to what we said before in the Mechaber. Look at how the Shach writes, Ulefi. Mikoya de Leo, Kloma, he ikuk saw the shoulder, the Beshuvan also kulu, the teacher of the key, Nogan Shah Komalich Basamach. Right? So what is doing confusing us? He says, Ohevi, Hayesh Omrim, Alan Meshuvan, the boy was human, Komokum, Yeshisvo, Hagam, Nadurim Mekilim. So he had to throw in that there is a Shita Samekilim to know that if you really get into trouble, you're going to go ahead and ask a $1 million order. Or something, you have a tzad to be sabach on the kule. Any day is a noga called shori. I would have trouble with accepting what the Shach said is that the Ramah meant that. When he wrote it, the Ramah is far more explanatory when he says something. And here he's saying something here, maybe something else, but that's what the Shach says, so he can hide behind the Shach and not fetch the more too much. Right? The main Samach Hakol also Rein Lushano Samilit. The Afal Pi Sheyesh Bozer Ksas Kulo. This is what gives the Shach the Pshat. Im Hoya Iso Shomein Mufateya Mikom Mokom Yish Nismoch Nami. This is the High Governor Adib Amekilim, who's still late, and also the Nichra Kadei Kripa, the Shonitzach, the Shah, the Nisho Shama, the Kochesh, Kainan, the Bekim. You know, this is confusing back and forth on this issue. The Chose, the Iso Shashah, Bosha Munis, Khan Chaleb, Otsir, High Governor, Abob Iso Shem, Boshunis, Klau, Kidan Chomet, the Pesach, the Kul Alma, the Nichra, and Osiris, like Kadei Kripa. I am Baruchai Mechusul Zematis, and okay. Here's the critical halacha lemaisa example. I gave you one in the fish industry, but here's the other one. And this happens, unfortunately, all too often. I noticed even in Muncie, I went in last Thursday, to buy some bones for a choke. And I had to go into the back room. It's the mental is really a highly reputable mental witch. That's an anecdote of the famous mental witch who started the coal live in America. The first coal was at he's in Tova Vidas. He was president, administrator in Tova Vidas, or the person who founded Tova Vidas. This is a grandson of his, who is a butcher by us, and for many, many, many years. He was there before I moved to Muncie. Highly reputable, etc. And back there, only goyim there with the meat. When there wasn't a Jew there, he wanted some bones, he had to cut some bones. The relatively common practice today, you have a goy doing the treberin too. Or someone omer al gabo, meaning someone checks, check hand check, well, shkiris me over me, the souls my kaini. This happens often enough. Frihai gavna, is. Vayin lo'el simen samar david, imakumi mochutim shol chelev, nimlechum boso. That's where the shayla comes. If folks are treber the meat, take out all the chuti chelev. Okay, boys, are you familiar with at least the minimum? What do you mean by taking out chelev? I mentioned once before here. What's called chelev? What's called shuman? Both are also one because of isur kores, and one because it causes heart attacks. Right? The shmata vod rav shesechet. So actually, both are also, but for different reasons.
Chelev is the gid anasher, no? Chelev is the fat of the gid
anasher. No. That's a the rabbanon fat. The rabbanon asked the family investors. No, for that. No. Chelev, quick, below the diaphragm. Shuman above the diaphragm. Chuti chelev means, by Kabbalah, there are some streaks of chelev that pass through the diaphragm. Those streaks have to be taken out. Okay? Second, chelev is chuti dam, meaning major vessels. That are blood congeals in them, so not sure that Malicha will take it out. So the butcher is supposed to cut it out. Okay? Your mother ever buys a tongue, right? Make sure you take a look at it, assuming she buys from a reputable butcher. The bottom of the tongue should have three slits in it, one in the middle. Where a knife fix you cut through, that's where the three chutei dam of the tongue have to be removed. A good butcher, technologically sophisticated fellow who trained properly, is possible to make a little slit, grab the chut, basically it's an artery, and yank it out. Usually it breaks in the middle, so if you look at a tongue carefully, you should see that there's a slit, then there seems to be a gap, then there's a slit later on. That means it tore at that point, they had to go in after it. Okay. So what if they went ahead and they missed a few of those? They noticed it after Malicha. Mekhumi mechutim shechelev nimlechu imboso yeshomun. The behefsed meruba yesh lahate b'melicha al deklipa. Afa pish kvar nogu l'shaar koch melicha b'samach afil b'isa kochush yesh shishmo hazeh b'isa kochush ein ela mina l'shaar b'samach. You see this? I can't do anything more for you. The Ramah just flip-flopped. It's back again, the same thing over and over again. Just something is not right with the editing of this Ramah, right? Aber lo bi so shame shvi din et so samach. What is he doing? What is he saying? Halacha lemaise. A confusing thing. What he's saying essentially is as follows. There is a shita that holds that melicha eino kiroseach. That's really what it means. That melicha, if it's kiroseach, it's only kidei klipa. That shita we don't hold from. Right. However, if you're dealing with chelev, mamish, sabah mafateya, we have no kulah for you. Then, since already mekubu, that when it's chelev mafateya, we pass the miliyach kiro seach, and the asas bekulu, you need samach. Only to shishim kedegda. If, however, you're dealing with isur kochush, with shumon kochush, whatever it is, right? Like the Shuman Shalgid, right? Then I have to go two steps. One, to say Einon Abikiyim, and therefore we'll treat the Kochos Zipri Roshomim. In addition, go ahead and paskin that it is them you need Samach, that you need Samach Kenegdo. Right? That's the second step. Right? Because actually, Tilas Mokom should also be enough. But then we'll Machme B'Samach. There, if it's a Hefzed Merubo, you can be Somech, since we have a sheet that holds that Meliach. He ain't a Koseach, or Meliach only Shir Koni Aser Kedei Klipa. Then I will go ahead in this case, if it is only one step, namely I'm dealing with Shumon Mamish, then I won't go with the Shita Sabekilin. If I'm dealing with Shumon Kochush, right, we have to go two steps, one Paskin that a Kochush equals Shomein, and then Paskin against the Shita Sabekilin, that I wouldn't do, then I follow Shita Sabekilin. Okay, you got it?
How do we decide with Kochush that we're making the step to Shomein?
Suddenly we got smarter, right? We just told you, ain't on the Bikim. That's what started us off. Ain't on the Bikim. What ain't on the Bikim means, we're not Boki, but we are Boki. Meaning, what? There was Mitch's turkey white breast that he wanted to classify as Kochush, okay? Go along with him. That's Kochush. Shuman Agid, you told me it was Kochush. So within those boundary lines. In other words, there's here a big Indian of people who say me hadayon how to, and of course, as the shir hepsed mugul goes up, you allow yourself to be samech more on the shitas habakilim. Give you a quickly a good vote. Medrash Rabban Parshas Noso brings down. It's actually two places also involved. Mehechon Natal Moshe Karnei Hod. Well, Yada could call an old Ponov. He had Karnei Hod. Where'd he get it from? So they have a whole bunch of answers, right? He got it from the Shuri Dio. Had some ink left in writing, whatever he was writing, when Kodesh Baruch was speaking to him, he rubbed it on his temple, so it. From there came the Karnei Hod. Others say Min HaMa'ora, when Kadosh Baruch put him in the Ma'ora, when he asked Tareini Noach for Decha, God put him in the Ma'ora, and Kadosh Baruch put his hand over him, so he got. Third Rambam says, no, he got Karnei Hod, and Kadosh Baruch gave him the Luchos. Luchos was 6 Tfochim. 2 Tfochim were in the hands of Rabbeinu Shlomo. 2 Tfochim were in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. There were 2 tefachim in the middle. Misham notal karnei hod. From the 2 tefachim in the middle, he got his karnei hod. That's pshat. So I said pshat here. I think it's true pshat. Moshe's job is to teach a lifestyle based upon Torah, based upon halacha. So in halacha, you find there are givens not open to you for investigation, for interpretation. Halacha Moshe Misina. You have the givens, the psukim in the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are the 2/3 of the Torah are not subject to your analysis. They're basically all chukim. Whatever it is, it's done because Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then there's a whole 1/3 of the Torah where you have to apply those principles in cases that Kodesh Baruch Hu never discussed with Moshe. Mr. Suvi did discuss stem cell research, etc., etc. How you apply. From there you get Karnei Hod. There you can get your glory. How you can apply with integrity, not invading Kodesh Baruch Hu's territory, not invading Moshe Rabbeinu's territory. And this is an area where you can move freely. If you do it properly, you earn your Karnei Hod from there. You earn your glory from there. This is basically what Aramor comes and gives you this flip-flop. We hold this also. We hold this also. But the people say it's mutter. If it's mutter, we'll go half also, we'll go along with them. Whole also, we won't go along with them. From there, you get your Karnei Hod. That's the kind of piskei alochas you need to live with and make sure, but we're really not violating anything that Kodesh Baruch Hu told us. Bamed var mamurim, kishe iso heta shneim meluchim. Lav davke. Vapilo iso meluach veheta topil. Or no, or one. again, this Siman, for some reason, needed a better editor there. What does it say? Shnei Meluchim? No, it doesn't say Meluchim. Even if it's only Israel's Meluch, right? The Heter is Tophel, it's unsalted. Avalim, a Heter Meluch, the Israel Tophel, ain't a Tzorach el Hadocha. What does Omar come and say? Really, I say, someone should re-edit Kufay, no doubt about it. What does he say? The Yesh Osrin, im Nogun Zebazer, Yesh Rahakya B'mokam Hefsit. What does that mean? So when Yesh Osrim, right? And the others asking him to in the Nogan Zebazah. What does it mean?
Maybe when they're both packed in the same salt, but they're not actually touching?
Here. Mitzvah. That's the Ephraim Shot, right? That there's still a some medium connecting the two, whether it's the salt kernel, salt grains, or some liquid, not kovush, less than 24 hours together, right? That's a liquid connecting. Then comes the Mechaber and does something you see the Shach and Taz, I guess, objects to. Right? Zesha Omanu, Yisub Aliyah, the Heter Tophel, Shimhu Shomain, Osir Achievo Shishin Labatlo. Dapkik Shahoya Yisu Hamaliyah Lamata, Heter Tophel Lamala, Shum Tatoy Goba, Avram Hoya Heter Tophel, Lamata, Yisu Hamaliyah Lamala, and Osir Kade Klipa. Mamish, the principle of Maliyah Kiroseach, right? And by Roseach we pass in Tatoy Goba. By Meliach also, he passed in Tatoy Goba. The Yesh Cholkin, Roman de Meliach, ain't here, Kimula Mara Lamata. The Yochin Nod. Something here, I marked something down, I can't find it again. Actually, I'll note. Call your attention to the fact that the Svara, that heat rises, is not a reason for Tatoy Goba. So I think I mentioned this yesterday. You see, it's different, some kind of different principle. Pasha, you say that here, right? Heat rises, therefore there's a transfer upward, that's why. But if you can take, you say the same thing applies to Meliach, obviously, by Meliach you can use that sort of anything rising. Yeah. So, some alochips of Tatoi Govar, trouble is you have to give. These are not halacha Moshe Mishnah Dik halachas. Not mentioned any place. Right? The concept of Taitoi Gova is Machlokes of the Gemara. So the concept of Taitoi Gova must mean pressure, physical contact. It gives some kind of balabatish or rational explanation in order to function. You can't just leave it that way. Some because it's on the bottom and things on top. There's more intimate contact. Yeah. Between the bottom and the top, but the pressures go both ways. There's not a good scientific explanation why the Gemara held the sword of Tatoi Gova. But that's he wants a pasuk. But Yesh opens it, but that by Melucha is not shy to apply that sword. Good days is an interesting halacha.
Well,
see
the Ramad, does that mean that? He's more
machmir,
that it's
usher, whether it's on top or on bottom? Right.
Or that he's
meikah. No, more machmir.
How do we know that?
Just
how do we know that he's
not being more meikah on this one? Because he says, right? The one is, doesn't say it's also. Then he says, but if it's lamala, it's mito. And he comes on that, ain't no selik de kripa. Right? And then he comes to Yesh Cholkin on the last thing said in the Mechaber. Right. Yesh Cholkin on that last thing.
Right, so
Eino Yisrael Elo Tidei Klipo. He said Eino Yisrael Elo Tidei Klipo, but Yesh Cholkin Omen the Melicha is no Chilik. Therefore, whether it's Tatoi Gova or Eloi Gova, it's the same thing.
Right.
Now, you guys already negate us also Aloha Lamaisa. Listen carefully on this one. Kedino shenasa b'tfus od v'kechobin. Af v'shen imlechu b'shochan, mutol. Shaila is the aftakasha, the equipment that we use now. We make kosher cheese. Most kosher cheese is made in firms that make kosher and non-kosher. We don't have a... Usually they hire, they rent a run, a month's time, 3 weeks' time, whatever the time to take cheese. And these cheese are formed in metal form, like round cheeses, square cheeses, etc. You have to worry about the form. The forms are clean, they're washed, they're steam cleaned, etc. You have to go to regular hagola, da da da. That's what he says. Since you're dealing with molds that never were subjected to heat, but were subjected to salt, I just can't imagine if you have that definition. Meliach she necho machas mocho. It has to be. There aren't too many cheeses that are so salted. They ain't a necho machas mocho. If you know in Eretz Yisrael, they sell a white cheese that's very, very salty. Very, very salty cheese. But certainly it's sold to eat. So it's sold to necha machas mocho. People like more salty. Herring, maybe ate a necha machas mocho. You rinse off a little bit, it comes still very salty. But it's very necha machas mocho. Nevertheless, he says, therefore, the shayla is here, where the melicha is mavliya, and Malicha is poli, whether the tfusim became treif because that non-kosher cheese in there with salt, and now you're going to use the clean forms, these cheese forms, to put in kosher cheese, and question is, will there be any plito from the metal mold into the cheese? Yes. So he says, Mechaber says, there's nothing to worry about, right? That Gevino Sharasa Bitfusio Vikhovin, right? Alpha Bishim Vasoha Mutovin, Huadin, right? In Nimlach Heta Bishar Kliiso, Vatilo Eina Menukov, Demlir Kosea Kokach Lahapit Mina Kli, Mashablo Besoho, Avo Bidievet. Let me focus your attention on that little statement which nobody picks up. Atiru Eina Menukov. Eina Menukov takes away the possibility of learning pshat because it's dry, dry, dry. It's yobish. No. If we're clean Menukov, then any moisture evaporates. But Kleishena Menukov of any moisture we contain. So even though you're dealing now with not really Yobish, like the Shach said that you Yobish with a little moisture allows for Plita, right? Therefore, it's, you know, no, here not. We're not Machmir. And not Dafke because it's cheese which has a big Isu. Isu the Rabbonon only, assuming that they. That the only Isur is because it's Isur Gevina Sakum, not because there's Mamish Isur, they put Chaza fat in the mold, right? Why is this just make just kick? Why is Gevina Sakum also? Like, why Niyash Gacha on cheese nowadays, Kraft cheese, maybe they have one or two cheeses that are made with rennet. With animal rennet, all of them are made with vegetable rennet, so-called bacterial rennet. So why is it also? Unless mit rabbona, not like stam cholov. Stam cholov in America is mutter. There's no chash that they milked a pig or a camel. Right. That's why the chumro of cholov Yisrael is a way out chumro. There's really no basis whatsoever. It violates the halacha. The halacha, look in the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Hayodeya shein tamei be'edlo. It doesn't say haroa shein tamei be'edlo. Hayodeya shein tamei be'edlo. The milk is kosher. Okay. What cheese? It's made from kosher milk. Why is cheese also? Say morgin several times. Cheese is also gzeirat rabbanan. Like chicken and meat is also. Chicken and milk is also made rabbanan. Cheese is also regular tekanos chachamim. I say why? Because they hold this. They use kava, animal in it, sometimes. Right? Two, they use gurkish of ola. Right? And three, they cover, they smear the cheese with with chaza fat, with lard. All these are true bezmanazeh. That's how we imported cheese from Italy, etc. You get them all, any way you want. Your neighborhood before they became Spanish was more cosmopolitan. There was a better mix of Americans here, and heavy German and Greek and Italian. The grocery people, the supermarkets were basically run by the Greeks and the Italians. You used to see hanging from the window their cheese through the window. You could see from the roof hanging their cheeses. Some of the cheese you saw hanging in an intestine. You can see the kishke, it was poured into the intestine of a pig and curdled in there. Right? And some of them you saw were just covered with fat, with grease there. And that is to make it anaerobic, not let oxygen in. Without oxygen, the cheese ripens under the influence of anaerobic organisms that live without oxygen, which gives the famous flavors that most of our people find objectionable. Camembert cheese, you know what that is? You've seen it? Camembert, you sold it, that's all very popular, round cheese with a white covering on it. That white is mold, pure mold. The mold secretes its enzymes into the, and gives you a cheese that is the consistency of loose butter, which is a big French Michael Camembert cheese. Now it's a squirrel, very 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 popular. So the Isur Gvina is the Isur Rabbana, but for many times.
So could one make all of that cheese kosher? Meaning, if you covered it
all our cheese is kosher. Meaning 99% of the cheese sold, made in America is kosher ingredients, but it's treif because it's gvina sakum. Rabbanan made a gzeira on gvina, which is nisgavein al yedei akum, not al yedei Yisrael.
But if you would cover cheese today in some kind of vegetable oil or some, I don't know, lard or something.
Vegetable curd.
Right.
No, the curdling. First thing is the curdling. In India, they still make cheese the way the Rora said. It's also they use gurki shalola, unripened fruits. Are used, why? It's acid curdling. Put a drop of vinegar in a teaspoon of milk. It curdles. As they get the curd, that's the curd. You make the cheese. The liquid comes off. The whey comes off, and the curds are pressed together to make a cheese. How do you curdle it? So animal enzyme renin can curdle it, which is a more delicate way, by the Epicureans, a better way. And the other way is by acid curdling. Today, they use a bacterial rennet produced by a bacterial fermentation, and that's the curdling agent. Yeah, so there's no shayla about the ingredient. The shayla is by the maisa megavein. A goy is megavein, becomes also, like yayin esach. Same attitude. Here's really a nice shayla. What if indeed you go ahead and you have a ladle there, and whatever goes on in the cooking phase, right? Your mother would pour some salt into the ladle. A dry ladle. She could use it. Of course, someone else needs the salt for something else. Two people working in the kitchen. It's a good idea. I have a ladle, nice thing. I pour some salt into it. I'll use that salt now for seasoning my side of the kitchen, your side of the kitchen. But the ladle is fleishig. Can I use that salt for milchik? That's a shayla. Salt lying in a fleishig dish, right, doesn't become fleishig. Again, if mliach kooseach, then it should be. As if you went ahead and you cooked up, and if the dish is a ben yomo, right, then the fatzinta should become fleishig or milchik. That's a shayla. So again, we are chiseling away at that broad statement, Meliach Kiroseach. Suddenly it's Meliach Kiroseach, but not really Kiroseach. Right? Not exactly. So here we, from a cleanut, therefore, Melech or Tavlin, Shem Bikor or Shalboso, Mutter Litner Becholov. Hu Adin Imhoye Bekli Yisu. Why? The meyachar shehem yaveshim ein bolim in a kli rak shakli hunoki ben yisodavik bo v'amach mehu achatri v'tovu levrocha. Now the first time I think we've had that expression. What he's telling you is something. He tells you what v'achatri should be also, but yeah, but it's okay. But v'achatri also, like you said just before, v'achatri we don't do it. Here he says even v'achatri you could do it. But if you don't do it, it's better. Another level of chumrah. That's really not to avoid a negative, but to incur a positive. To hozirus the mitzvahs. So if you're going to be more zohir, that's just tavol avrocha. But already you've left the area of izur. It's sort of like a mitzvah saseh you're accomplishing, not you're avoiding a mitzvah svol saseh. Okay, not avoiding a negative, right? You're asserting a positive, a zehirus in observance of halacha. Yes, I think it help clarify in your mind in case any doubts. Let's just say the shach from mem al at the top of the oven. I want to get to mem gibul. Shach is the number of halacha lemaisa directives. יש חוק מאוד מליח אין לחילק אלא בין הלמעלה בין למטה לא למהמליח מבליח בתופל בין הבלוי ממנו והטעם כוס הפוסקים דווקא ברסיך הסעור יש חילק למחמס האור אוסו שהוא גובר מרסיך הסעור ומצנן אוסו כראינו דרך תול הסעור המחס מליח אין קורא באוסו שהוא תופל לבת על כוח המליח וכן אין קור במליחה לעשות התופל מליח כי כן הוא דרך המליחה אין יכול לסבטל כימא די הדוחה די מליח כעושר כל כך דאבק את תור מליח ותור מתופל כך עושה הפוסקים. Same thing we had, like, if we didn't get to it before, that the same the transfer is unidirectional from the Meliach to the non-Meliach, not the reverse. Normally blue goes both ways, plita goes both ways, by melicha not. Melech or tavlin mito litan b'chol litan mito b'cholav, it was in a preshke dish, you could use it for melichi. Gam ken itam dele'el, for the same reason, namely that the tofel, the kli that's not salted, it has no ability to transfer anything into the melicha. The melicha transfers into there. Again, if it were heat, it goes back and forth. Right? But by melicha, not. And he says, "Aba mitam de nat banat lo habishori." Agavuch is an important halacha. We'll have it again in Bosa Becholov. Okay, you all know what nat banat is. We used to say Nat Banat is a crazy Talmud whose father was by Talmud also. He also was crazy. He says Nat Banat, Nat Banat, no Sintam Ba no Sintam. What's the Kli? Kli isn't a source of Esau. The Kli was Nibra. Well, it was Nibra and the Kli. So the Kli is what? a nosin tam, the kli has to give it into the melech tavlin. That's a nosin tam ba nosin tam. Okay.
The issue is significant when it comes to dishwashing. Right, the dishwasher is a presents a problem of not ba not. If I have a peshke dishwasher, assuming there's no meat in there, the walls of the dishwasher are balua boso, but tam boso, right? The tam boso now has to go out into the water, right? And the water has to give tam boso into the dishes, right? That's the basis for a more cooler shita in the use of a dishwasher. You're only dealing, always you're dealing with not ba not.
Well, it's even more than that, because even the meat usually doesn't touch the walls. If anything, the meat hits the water to the walls, and the walls back to the water, and the water back to the dishes.
Still not ba not. Right. The water doesn't have its own iso. It only has a tam iso from the walls.
Right.
So it goes back to the walls. So the walls are not ba not. It doesn't get iso. Not ba not is not iso. Okay. But not this mud. Okay. Anyway, Misha will get, he throws it and he says, you shouldn't think that the heter is because the kli is only balua. It's not isur itself. Lui isur. And now you have that isur is now transferred into the melach. Right? And that melach now has to transfer isur into the cholov. So it's not done not. Okay. There's a big advantage, also not manat the hetero, not manat the isur. Exactly, dealing the same as the usual not manat. We're dealing with hetero, they have to become also later on. Okay? Just quickly, let's finish this off here. See, why not manat would not function? Why? Lo habishori, the chulfi, the mel of a tavern, also lo kilu, hu ben, motion is buyer. The agabuch, an important halacha. That when dealing with Dovah Chorif, like we had before, that Dovah Chorif takes away Ben Yomo, Dovah Chorif also destroys the heter of Nat Banat. Right? Why? He says, the Meacha Shehem Yiveshim, the Ramah said, therefore there's no Beliyah. What is it? Klomar. Mutu lechatchila nicha mikli shel isur beachnei yiveshim. Right? Avo b'dieved atilu urach mutu mitam deim licha lekelim. What do you say? If it were you wanted to store salt water in a kli, there would be a point that lechatchila you shouldn't do it. B'dieved okay, but lechatchila you shouldn't do it. But if it's yovesh, even lechatchila you can do it, just as trouble of vroch if you don't do it. And then you go to the next type. I say the Agabuch here, the Shach throws in some important principles in Psak. Unless you know that it's dirty, you assume it's clean. In other words, you give a vote of confidence to your mother, to your wife, that they do a good job running a clean kitchen. Therefore, if you know it was dirty, it was shuman on there, whatever. Okay.